This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Today we'll be replaying a conversation Terry had in 2003 with Carol Burnett. The occasion is that this weekend, but only for this weekend, Carol Burnett is returning to television. She's executive producing and starring in a new ABC Wonderful World of Disney version of Once Upon a Mattress. It's a musical retelling of the Hans Christian Andersen Princess and the Pea story. Burnett plays Queen Agravaine, who offers the hand of her son, Prince Dauntless, to any princess who can pass her royal test, then rigs the test so no one can pass it and take her son away from her. But along comes one spunky candidate, Princess Winifred, who passes every test so the queen concocts a new one. She slips a tiny pea under 20 down mattresses, then invites the princess to sleep there. If she doesn't detect the lump, she isn't good enough to marry the prince. When the musical originally premiered off-Broadway in 1959, Burnett played Princess Winifred and became an instant comedy star, while appearing at the same time on TV's The Gary Moore Show. The next year, she and Once Upon a Mattress transferred to Broadway. And in 1964, Burnett starred in a black-and-white TV version, then made it once again in color in 1972. For a new generation of viewers, Burnett has moved on to the elder generation of roles. In Sunday's new Once Upon a Mattress, she plays the queen and turns over the princess role to Tracy Ullman. In both cases, it's an inspired move. Watching an actress mature from one role to another in the same familiar story is a rare opportunity, but not entirely without precedent. Patty Duke went from playing teenaged Helen Keller in the stage and movie versions of The Miracle Worker to, decades later, playing the role of her teacher, Annie Sullivan, in a powerful TV remake. Watching Burnett shift from princess to queen is part of the fun here. She sings with all the gusto and playfulness she did on her TV variety show. But even when she's not singing, her voice ebbs and flows with each line of dialogue, finding music and comedy in every phrase. Here she is having a chat with her son, played by Dennis O'Hare, who was so terrific in the recent Broadway version of Stephen Sondheim's Assassins, playing the high-stepping Charles Guiteau.
All right, what is it?
I'm beginning to think that you don't want me to get married.
Don't want you to get married? Dauntless, don't you trust me?
Of course, but...
Well, then how can you say such a thing? I want you to get married. Only this morning, I was saying to your father, Sextimus, I want that boy to get married.
Then why can't I...
Of course, he didn't say a thing. He never does. And yet I don't want you to worry your tiny little head over the fact that your father and I don't get along and never have. He may be a mean, stupid, selfish, dreadful, rotten man, but he is your father, and I want you to respect him. There's only one person who really cares about you and your future. And that's what I'm talking about now. Your future. Sweetiekins, you can't just marry anybody. She has to be someone suitable, someone who's good enough and sweet enough and smart enough for my good, nice, sweet, smart, beautiful baby boy. And she must be a genuine princess of the royal blood, just as I was. That's what you really want, isn't it, sweetheart? Someone like me, of course you do. Just remember this. You may search the wide world over, but you'll never find another. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like your mother.
Tracy Ullman, in her songs and scenes, is just as enjoyable, and casting her as the new princess has almost as much subtext as Burnett switching roles. Carol Burnett ruled the TV variety roost with The Carol Burnett Show for 12 entertaining years. When she was through, so, basically, was the sketch comedy variety show in primetime. Until Tracy Ullman, the best singing and dancing TV comedian since Burnett, came along with The Tracy Ullman Show on Fox. To have them together on this project is indeed a holiday treat. There are other treats, too. The King is played by Tom Smothers, like Burnett, a TV variety icon of the 1960s, who injects a lot of sweetness and humor into his mostly silent role. Add the rest of the cast, and it's one solid performance after another. Calibrated for kids, but more than enjoyable enough for the adults to stay tuned. This new Once Upon a Mattress is directed by Kathleen Marshall, making a very solid directorial debut. Until now, she's been known and winning awards as a choreographer, for everything from Broadway's Wonderful Town to TV's recent remake of The Music Man. Her direction is self-assured, paying as much attention when the actors aren't singing and dancing. ABC should give her free rein to pick her next musical project. Also, the costumes for Once Upon a Mattress are by Bob Mackie, who decked out Carol Burnett all those years on her variety show. For viewers old enough to remember, it's a happy blast from the past, a definite feeling of déjà vu. And finally, while praising Once Upon a Mattress, I'd like to take a moment to mourn the death of the variety show in general and on the night of quality TV over which Queen Carol once reigned in particular. On network television today, Saturday night is rerun land, a piece of real estate considered too worthless to even program with original material. But boys and girls, it wasn't always like this. Saturday night, back in the 70s, was home to some of the most popular, ambitious, and excellent shows on television. In 1973, this is what viewers could and did watch on TV by tuning to CBS and staying put all Saturday night. New episodes of All in the Family, MASH, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Bob Newhart Show, and The Carol Burnett Show. Take that, must-see TV. And this weekend, take time out to watch Once Upon a Mattress. It's a link to our TV past and a perfectly timed holiday present.